Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Well, next Tuesday night, just across the street at the annual Best of Preps Banquet, I will have the privilege, along with Stephen Hargis, of sitting on the stage with Admiral Schofield, the former Tennessee Vol, the very first basketball player we've ever had as our guest speaker. Due to a lot of the conflicts, basketball players can be tough, but Admiral follows a long line that includes Venus and Serena Williams, Drew Brees, Eli Manning, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Baseball Hall of Famers Chipper Jones, and John Smoltz. Admiral, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
We are doing great. You had a tryout with the Nets today. How surreal are these days going from team to team, kind of working out for them? How wild of an experience is this for you right now?
It's a pretty good experience. I mean, this is what you dreamed about. It can be surreal, honestly. You're just going from team to team, but it's just a great experience in the different facilities, different organizations, staff. And understanding that you're actually going to be one of the top players in the world is pretty fun.
How many teams have you worked out for to this point?
That was my fourth workout. I go to the Pacers today, and I work out with them on Friday. So, and after that, I got four more, so about nine teams total.
Wow. Are there, Admiral, are there any similarities to, like, recruiting trips? I mean, I know you're working out for them, but do they kind of wine you and dine you and take you to the nice tours of all the nice places? Do they do a little bit of that as well?
Not at all. some organizations do. It depends on, you know, what time you get in and all of that. But I think if they all could, they would. But there's so many guys that come in and out. Just hard to take everybody and show them around.
Admiral, you've been projected as a top 20 pick. You've also been projected going early in the second round. How important is it for you to get snagged in that first round if you can?
I mean, it's always a dream. At the same time, I'm about best fit. Never been a guy that was, you know, highly recruited or anything like that. So I don't understand. If it's a big deal now, if I get picked early or late, I just want to be on a roster that, you know, and with the organization that believes in me and wants me to compete and wants to see help them win. And that's what I'm about, winning. So if it's early first, that's great, which it sounds like it could be. If it's early second or middle second, it wouldn't matter to me. But at this time, I'm working to be a first-round pick. That's my goal. At the same time, I'm ready to be on the best team, the best fit.
And, of course, you've got a lot of company going through this experience as well with Grant and Jordan. What's it been like with those two? How often do y'all talk?
We haven't talked much because, you know, we're all doing our own thing. You know, those guys are working out on the West Coast, and I'm in Chicago back home working out. So, at the same time, you know, we all got to pretty much focus on our own selves at this point in time. We're not the same team anymore, so it's all about ourselves now. Tennessee, we had a motto, it's not about me, but it's all about me now. So you got to adjust and understand that, you know, you got to do everything to protect your brand and build your brand.
Is that kind of tough for you, though? I mean, all about me? I mean, because, you know, you, with Rick Barnes, it was such a team concept, and this is a stage where, yes, it's just you showing yourself off. How is that any kind of mental adjustment?
Yeah, it's a big mental adjustment. I almost feel kind of iffy being selfish, but at the same time, you shouldn't feel that way. You know, you work really hard to put yourself in this position to be in a position to worry about yourself and your career. Also worrying about, you know, being the best you to help an organization win. It's not just about yourself. But in this part of the process, it's all about you. Because you can't really worry about other guys. It's competitive right now, dog eat dog. And you got to go out and compete, honestly.
You're listening to Admiral Schofield, the former Tennessee Vol, who will be the featured speaker at next Tuesday night's Best of Preps Banquet put on by the Chattanooga Times Free Press. You're listening to Admiral here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Admiral, thank you so much for your time. I'm curious, when you're in a position, you're in that rare position that none of us know anything about, do you look at mock drafts? Do you even listen to the conversations about who's looking at whom and what may happen later this month?
Are we still on the radio? I'm getting in the elevator.
Yeah, we're still fine. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you look at mock drafts? How do you approach that?
No, I don't. I don't look at them at all. I mean, those guys are going off of what guys did in college, or you know, some of them go off of what they're hearing. But at the same time, you really just don't know because you don't even know what the draft board is going to be until the draft day. You don't know if teams are going to trade up, trade down, so you can't really project it. They go off of what teams need. It's not just best available. You know, most teams want best available, but it's what teams need and what best fits with their organization.
So I don't really look at it. I really don't care. Never have. Never been a ranking guy or AP or any of that, even in college. So that never matters to me. But some guys it does. Some agents it does, but not my agency, not my team.
What during the interview process, what is the strangest question somebody's asked you?
The strangest question someone's asked me? One of them was if I was walking in the car and I had a hammer, how would I get out of the car? I was like, I don't know, bust through the window? And they were like, you wouldn't check the door? I'm like, you said I was trapped.
Right, right. They said you were locked in. I mean, what,
right.
Oh, man. All right. How much differently, knowing what you want your future dreams to be, do you now watch, like, the NBA playoffs?
Honestly, I've always watched the NBA more than college. I would get questions about college teams at Tennessee all 4 years, and I couldn't tell you because I never watched other college teams play. That's just how it was.
Right.
I always kept my eyes on the prize type deal. But at the same time, I always love the NBA playoffs. The guys play even harder because, you know, the regular season's pretty long. But just seeing that it's closer, also watching it really just help you understand what you can do coming into the league and watching the guys that are winning do it on a high level.
All right. And that's kind of amazing, and it's a tribute to your self-belief. You were a three-star guy coming out of high school, and you talked about how you didn't give two rips about anybody else's rankings. Where does that self-belief come from, Admiral?
It comes from hard work. It comes from being in the gym, understanding who you are, what you're good at, what you're not good at. Also understanding that you just got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in what you want. You got to tell yourself what you want. You got to go get it.
You're listening to Admiral Schofield, who will be the speaker of the Best of Preps Banquet next Tuesday night here in Chattanooga. You're listening to Admiral on Press Row on ESPN 105 on The Zone. Only got a couple more minutes. Admiral, you were how do you kind of look back at your last season at Tennessee? I mean, obviously it was historic being number one for 4 weeks, but it had obviously the heartbreaking finish against Purdue. How do you kind of look back at your last year with the Vols?
I mean, we did something very special at Tennessee. And you can't take that away from us. So we built something that was very hard to build, which is a winning culture. With all the culture changes and, you know, the stuff the program has been through. And we pretty much really established a basketball program that really had no real support. I mean, when I first got there, our fans would talk to me about football like I was playing on the football field, like I was playing at Leland. You know, they'd talk to me more about football than they would ever ask about basketball. And it started to change. It really did. The culture started to change. And, I just hope it can continue to go. I do think that we got some bad calls. I'll just say that on record now. We got some bad calls. at the same time, you just got to play through it. You can't really dwell on it. But we could have went further. You know, one call here, one call there. But, I mean, it didn't happen. But same time for what we did and what we had and what we built. I mean, I wouldn't change it for the world.
All right, Admiral, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready to play.
All right, who was your favorite NBA team growing up?
Chicago Bulls.
If you could pick which team's going to pick you in the first round, which team would that be?
That's tough. Spurs.
All right. Your favorite moment as a Vol?
Favorite moment as a Vol? Beating Kentucky 4 times at home.
Who did the best Rick Barnes impression on this year's Tennessee basketball team?
Every last member on our team.
Who was the toughest matchup issue you had in your 4 years at Tennessee?
Brandon Clark from Gonzaga.
One word to describe Grant Williams.
Nerd.
Listen, Admiral, thank you so much. Looking forward to meeting you face-to-face on Tuesday. We thank you so much for coming here to speak at the Best of Preps, and we thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row. Best of luck with your continued workouts.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Admiral Schofield, the former Tennessee Vol, joining us on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.